I don't know what he is. That's the honest truth. I appointed him on the violence committee today with Chief Justice McFarland and the manager of the psychiatric clinic. We want the state judge. Head of the American Bar Crime Committee, and he does attend, he does work at it, and he did work at the Crime Commission, and I don't know anything about it, but everybody tells me he's a hell of a good lawyer. I don't see it, and he's talking to me. He talks to me kind of like a puffed-up powder pigeon, looks like one. And, I just like to stick a hat pin in him and listen to him ooze, but everybody tells me that's in the courtroom with him, and by God, when he goes in the courtroom, he takes the numbers, and he just takes the match, and they say he is a real whiz in these commissions. I've had him on 3 or 4. They just, everybody comes back and recommends him. The liberals do, all of them do. I don't know. I put him on a crime commission, and he did a good job there. He worked with Bornberger and Nick Nolan and Crowder. I put him on one or two other things. He's a doer. He goddamn, he goes, gets it. He gets right with it. And he, the one thing I don't see about him, in my contacts, in my conversation with him, had lunch with him yesterday, I do not see any depth of conviction. I don't see any liberal philosophy or any conservative philosophy. Now, we had a race down there for Attorney General. We had the goddamnest radical in the state named Spears, Franklin Spears. His daddy was a goddamn boll weevil lawyer from South Carolina that came down there that had a year-long twang to his voice. Got elected to the state senate. And he was a real wild man, just liberal as a march hare. And he's one vote in the senate worse than Wayne Morse. And died of heart attack. His brother Adrian became a damn good lawyer, and I named him federal judge. Then his boy, Franklin's boy, became a state senator, and he was just the wildest thing. He's much wilder than Ralph Yarbrough and so forth. And he took in after everybody. By God, do you know who financed him? Leon Jaworski. And lost it. But by God, and I asked him one time why, and he said, well, he liked the boy, and the boy had great promise, and he believed the boy was doing what he thought was right, and said, then besides, I have obligations to Adrian, the federal judge. He said, I've always thought he was a good judge. And he had worked with him in the Bar Association. He doesn't practice. Adrian's in the Western District that's down there, and most of the Jaworskis in the circuit court are in the Houston area, the Southern District, but he said that he had worked with Adrian in the bar and had obligations to him and friendship, and said that I have to stay with my people. Well, he didn't do it to conviction, but he's the wildest man, so it shows he's not, liberal stuff's not anathema. He's not afraid of him. He'll appoint him. He wanted to make him Attorney General, and then right God wanted to make him governor. He just, what worries me is he doesn't seem to have either philosophy. Yeah. I think a lot of people worry that I'm the same way, but I really rather think that I'm part of the people. And if I can find where it is, I think that's where I go. But sometimes I get lost down the road and get the wrong pasture, but I'm searching. Well, that's not much list we got. We need some more. Because this one I want to last 30, 40 years. Homer's my age, so he's a little older than I'd like to have. I'd like to have Johnny Crooker, who I'd like to have. God Almighty, I'd like to have him. Yeah, if I were president next January, I'd name him without ever looking back. He's liberal as hell. He's a red, red-hot Democrat. He's judicious as hell. He's been a Phi Beta Kappa, an honor student, everything he's ever in high school, in Rice University, in the University of Texas. He headed up this law firm. He's rich as hell. He's still for the people all the time. And he was running the Johnson for President campaign when I moved him over to CAB. Nobody knew it, but he just works day and night for me. I taught him in school. He's the best debater you ever put on the platform. He can take you on right tomorrow. He's a little bit like Joe Fowler. He's a little boring because he's so damn careful and meticulous. But he's for the people. And his daddy was for the people. And his daddy was for the people. That for the people.